Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. How are you? Hope you are in good health when you're listening to this, and I hope you're in good health when you're not listening to this. I hope you're generally in good health. Here's another episode of this podcast. I say episode. This one doesn't have a number. Sometimes I upload sort of recordings, audio files that don't have a number, which means that this is not like a full official episode of Luke's English Podcast. Normally when I do this, it's just because I've got like something to tell you or some little other thing to mention, and I just sort of upload something like this without a number. So it's like a little bonus little message from me to you. Okay. So what am I talking about in this message then? Well, I've got a few things to talk to you about. I've got an online survey that I'd like you to take. I also would like to give you a little reminder about the anecdote competition. And also, I'd like to let you know that I have made a little video in order to explain the Russian joke, which sometimes pops up in episodes of my podcast. And whenever it does so, there's always someone who writes a comment under the episode saying, "I don't understand the Russian joke. Can you explain it?" Oh really? Again? So what I've done is I've made a video. I'll talk about that in a bit. First of all, I'd like to just say hello again, just to make sure that you're listening. Hello again. And also, just I'd like to say I hope that you've been enjoying episodes of this podcast recently. That's very important to me. It's very important that you're enjoying the content that I produce, and that it's the sort of thing that you like, and that everyone's satisfied and happy and everything's okay in the world. You know, that's important for me to establish. In fact, that sort of leads me on to my first point, which is about the survey, which you will find on the page for this episode. So I'm saying, please take my survey. So actually, you'll find a survey. If you go to the page for this episode, you will find a survey there. And it's a very simple thing. You just click on the options that you agree with, and then click vote, and that's it. That's all you have to do. So in fact, I've had this survey on my website for about a year. There is an item in the menu that says, I think it says, like, please give me your feedback or something like that. And if you've clicked there, you will have seen the survey. So this survey has been up for about a year, but I'm sure that there are loads and loads of people who haven't taken it. So please, as a favor to me, please do visit the page for this episode. This one is called, as I said, it doesn't have a number, but this one will appear on the website and in the episode archive with the title, please take my survey /anecdote competition/Russian joke video. So that's the title of this one. So find the page for this, and please do take the survey. It will take you just about 1 minute, and it will help me to understand what kind of episodes you like to hear on the podcast. All right. Now, I think I can sort of read through some of the items in that survey just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I think the title of the... here it is. Okay, let me have a little look at this. So the title of the survey is, what kind of episodes of this podcast do you prefer? So we've got options like, hold on just a second. Okay, so what kind of episodes of this podcast do you prefer? So, and here are the options. I've got, I like episodes in which Luke explains grammar, such as verb tenses or conditional structures. Then I like episodes in which Luke explains vocabulary such as idiomatic expressions, phrasal verbs, slang, or vocabulary for specific subjects. I like episodes in which Luke just talks about a subject in some depth. For example, the ones about British politics, joke telling, culture shock, music, vampires, Britishness, etc. I like episodes in which Luke teaches us pronunciation, like connected speech, the pronunciation of ED endings, intonation, etc. I like episodes in which Luke interviews friends, family, or other interesting people, and they just chat about anything. I like episodes in which Luke talks about anything, rambling, with no particular focus or plan. I haven't done that for a little while, actually. I've had a lot of conversations with friends and family recently. Haven't done many of those things where I just switch on the microphone and just ramble. Haven't done that for a while. Also, we have, I like episodes in which Luke tells us a completely improvised story, like the Phrasal Verb Chronicles or the Pink Gorilla story. And I haven't done that for a while either. I have to be honest, that's one of my favourite types of episode. I love spinning out these stupid stories, but I haven't done that for a while. Also, I like episodes in which Luke tells us his travelling experiences, like, for example, sick in Japan, travelling in Indonesia, or holidays in Thailand, for example. Okay, I like episodes in which Luke plays us some comedy and then explains it so that we can all understand it properly, like, for example, what I did with the Tim Vine episodes. I like episodes in which Luke focuses on accents, like in episodes about Cockney accents or other regional variations of English. I like episodes in which Luke talks about films, like the Luke's Film Club series, with films like Taken or other movies. I like episodes in which Luke and his friends do role plays and improvisations, like, for example, the bad haircut situation episodes. I like episodes in which Luke talks about language learning. I like competitions in which listeners can speak on the podcast. And what else we got? I like episodes in which Luke responds to questions and comments from listeners. And finally, I like everything. I don't mind what Luke talks about. So those are the options that you'll see in the survey. And just click the options. You can choose as many options as you like. Click them and then I will get the results and I can just, you know, better understand what kind of things you're into. Okay, so there you go. Please take my survey. You will find it on the page for this episode. And may I just remind you as well that you should join the mailing list. I always say this, but I'm sure that there are, you know, like the majority of you out there haven't joined the mailing list, but you'll find it's just a really convenient way to get a direct link to the page for every episode that I upload. And you won't miss an episode or anything like that. You'll just get instant access. So just go to the page, go to the teacherluke.co.uk. And in the top right-hand corner, you can see it says subscribe by email. Just stick your email address in there and you can then subscribe to my mailing list. And then every time I upload content, you'll get a direct link in your inbox. And I'm not going to send you spam and things like that. I'm not sharing your details with anyone. It's just between me and you. And that's it, all right? So it's just a convenient way for me to stay in touch with you. And for me, like, the advantage of like having a good email list is that I then have direct contact with you, because the only other way that I have contact with you is via my audio feed, which is essentially controlled by either iTunes or Audio Boom. And really, the audio feed, it's kind of, it's good for iTunes. It's good for these companies that actually control the audio feed. But it's better for me and you if I have your contact details myself. And that way, if something happens, like if I move to another place or if I, any admin related things, I can just get in touch with you straight away. Also, if I've just got other content, which is not audio, then I can still send that content to you. For example, if I've uploaded a video or if I've just written a blog post or something like that, then you'll get access to that as well. You won't get access to any of those things if you're not an email subscriber, so I suggest that you do it. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was the anecdote competition. And I'm sure that you know that I've started a competition. I do one of these, I don't know, what, every year, every 2 years or something, or just whenever I feel like it, whenever I've got the inspiration to do it. So in episode 379, I launched this competition called the Anecdote Competition. The idea is that I'd like you to send me little stories, little anecdotes that you have about yourselves, and 3, 4, up to 5 minutes of storytelling. Send them to me, and I will then publish all of those on a page on the website, and then my listeners can choose their favorites, and the top favorites will then be played on the podcast, and then everyone can vote for the one that they think is the best. Okay, it's just pretty simple. And by doing the voting on the website first, hopefully that will sort of mean that the content you will hear, the anecdotes that you will actually hear in the main podcast, will be, I hope, better, you know? So that means that you don't have to listen to loads and loads and loads of listeners and their stories. You can just you'll just listen to the sort of selected anecdotes. So what I'm saying is that I have already had about, well, I haven't had that many entries. I've had about 20 entries, which is, I mean, it's got to be something like 0.01% of the number of people who actually listen to the episodes. It's a tiny percentage of the audience have actually sent me entries. Now, I wonder what this means. Maybe this means that you're feeling shy, or you're feeling nervous or something, and you don't really want to have your voice heard on the podcast. I understand you're a listener. But, you know, maybe you're just a bit put off by the prospect of being on the podcast, or you just can't. Maybe you can't think of something, or you're a dedicated ninja, which means that you just like to stay hiding in the shadows and you're not willing to, contribute something. Well, let me remind you, listeners, that this is an anecdote party, right? I'm having an anecdote party, so bring some cake to the party. Don't come empty-handed, all right? Don't come empty-handed. Bring some cake. Contribute something. So I'm just saying this in order to encourage you to send something in. All right. So have a little think about something that's happened to you. Any little stories that you've got that you've told before, things that you sometimes talk about, think about putting that into English and then just record yourself. Okay. And send it to me. You can use my email address, podcastcomp. So PODCAST, podcast, comp, that's COMP, like competition. So podcastcomp@gmail.com. Just send me your recording there. Or if you go to the website, you'll see that you can just send me a voice message. It's very simple. And if you want some inspiration, like if you just don't know what to talk about, then go back to episode 379 and you'll see that there are lots of ideas and things there. If you visit the page, you can read those ideas and things like that. If you're planning to send me something, so if you've decided to send me something but you haven't done it yet, then I would say hurry up, because you're running out of time, because the competition closes. The last date for competition entries to be sent to me is the 5th of October. So come on, pull your socks up, get your skates on, and send me a little anecdote. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, okay? And then we can have our nice little anecdote party, and it'll be probably like one episode of the podcast with a few anecdotes, and that will be fun. Okay, so that's the survey done, the email list done, the anecdote competition done. Next thing I wanted to let you know is that I have made a video explaining the Russian joke. The video is called The Russian Joke Explained Again. Now, why have I done this? Well, you know the story, don't you? You must know the story by now. But I say you must know the story, but I'm sure that there are loads of people out there who still don't understand the references to this mysterious Russian joke. As you probably know, or some of you may know, every single time I make a reference to this joke, someone leaves a comment on the website saying, I don't understand the Russian joke. Can you explain it? Not in that voice. Because you don't have a voice when you're typing. I don't know what the voice would be. I don't understand the Russian joke. Can you explain it? That's what people write to me. And then I start pulling my hair out, because really the whole sort of crux of the story is that I made a joke and then nobody understood it. And then I explained it and nobody understood the explanation. And then I told the story to Amber on the podcast. And then, of course, loads of listeners didn't understand it. And I had to explain it to them. And then every time I explain it on the podcast, someone else doesn't understand it. I have to explain it again. And I'm caught in a sort of vicious circle of explaining and repeating, even though the joke isn't that good in the first place. So what I've done is that instead of having to explain it again every single time, I've just made a video. And you can see the video on the page for this episode. So I suggest you check it out. All right. And what I will try to do is every time someone asks me to explain the joke, I'll just post that video, in the comment section, and that should solve the issue. All right. So check it out anyway. You can see me. It's about 10 minutes. of me telling the whole story of the Russian joke and then trying to explain it and getting a little bit frustrated in the process. But there it is anyway. There's a video of me explaining the Russian joke, and you can see it on the page for this episode. It's just available on the page for the episode. You can't find it in my YouTube channel. It's an exclusive for visitors to teacherluke.co.uk and subscribers to my email list. Okay, so that's the sort of thing that you can get if you are subscribed to the email list. That's pretty much it, but I do have some other thoughts to communicate to you at this time. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me talk to Ian Moore. I certainly did. And the next episode will be some more Ian Moore. So you'll be able to listen to that in the next one, the rest of our conversation. So I hope that you've enjoyed listening to that. I know that whenever I present conversations like that on the podcast, I'm sure that there are many people who can't really understand everything that we're saying, and that means that you feel a bit alienated by not understanding everything. Okay, so if you are one of those people who struggles to understand things that are being said in these conversations that I have on the podcast, then, you know, I'm sorry that's the case, but, you know, just keep pushing forwards, even if you don't understand things. I think it's important to play you authentic conversations, you see, because I've got a decision to make. Either I try and grade the conversation in some way, I try and use some method of simplifying it, like either grading the language or choosing my guests very carefully. For example, I can't just choose any native speakers. I'd need to choose English teachers who are able to grade their language and sort of, you know, make everything a lot more comprehensible. Or I do episodes where it's just me talking in a very sort of step-by-step manner. But frankly, I don't really want to do that. I want to present you with genuine content, like authentic conversations, and hopefully conversations which are a bit witty and have some amusing aspects to them, and, like, you know, funny little chats and things like that. I want to present that to you. So even though I know that that kind of content does alienate some of my audience, I'm doing it anyway. So I hope that you stick with it, even if you don't understand everything. Now, I'm saying that, but I'm sure that there are many of you out there who understand all of it, or understand a good deal of it anyway. So my point is, I hope you've enjoyed the conversations I've had on the podcast recently with my guests, particularly Ian Moore. I really enjoyed having him over here to talk to me. It was a great pleasure. And, you know, he's a very funny person, and he's got lots of experience in stand-up comedy. So it was great to actually talk to him. Also, I wanted to say, I realized that I have a lot of white men on the podcast. Most of my guests, I've realized, seem to be white English men. That seems to be the case, except for Amber Minogue. She obviously is a regular guest, and she's a white English woman. But my point is that, I don't know, I suppose I'm thinking about political correctness. I would like to have a slightly more variety in the guests that I have on the podcast. I'd like to have more women's voices. I'd like to have more, you know, sort of a more varied representation of the kinds of people that you would meet in the UK. So anyway, I don't know why I've said that, really. I just wanted to point it out. You probably hadn't noticed. I don't know. I doubt that any of you out there were going, Luke's English podcast is great, but I wish he would have more black women on the podcast. I don't know if that's what you've been thinking, but that's what I've been thinking anyway. I'd like to have a slightly more varied range of guests and different types of voice on the podcast. Yes. All right. So that's that. Mouse news. A little mouse update here. The mouse update is that there is, in fact, no mouse news, which is good, because no news is good news as far as mice are concerned. And I'm referring to a story that I told before I went away on holiday, where I nearly caught a mouse in my mouse trap. I just trapped it by the tail, and the mouse managed to escape, but its back legs weren't working properly, which was a bit weird, and slightly freaked me out. That it ran away using its front legs only and dragged its back legs behind it before I could catch it, and disappeared into like a hole at the back of the kitchen. And I was wondering if the mouse would have crawled away to some little corner and died. And then when we came back from holiday, I was expecting to smell, the lovely inviting smell of a dead mouse. But I'm very glad to say that there was no smell of dead mice. In fact, the apartment smelled kind of fresh, weirdly. It was like the apartment, when we came in, the apartment was like, ah, welcome back, you guys. Now relax. That's what it smelled like. And in the back of my mind, I've been thinking, just watch out for a little weird smell. There might be a mouse smell somewhere. But no, it continues not to smell. I think that the mouse either has survived or has managed to crawl away somewhere else and die. Let's be positive. Let's say that the mouse has survived and it's rolling around in a little mouse wheelchair somewhere. So there's a nice little success story. No mouse smell, and the mouse has successfully integrated itself back into mouse society in some way. So I'm glad to know that the mice have gotten a progressive approach to disabled mice, to disability. All right then. So I mentioned the survey. I'm interested in your feedback for my podcast. I'd like you to let me know what you think. And I'd just like to remind you that on the website there is a section where you can leave me a message and specifically answer some questions I have regarding feedback. But otherwise, you can always leave me a message there. But also, I'm always interested in reading your comments. I'd like to know what you like about the podcast, what you don't like about the podcast. I'd like to know what you want more of. So what kind of thing do you like and you want more of? And what do you want less of, if you like less of something in particular? If you want to send me a private message, then go ahead. If you want to just write a comment on the page, go ahead. Okay. Other things that have been in my mind, there is a new Beatles documentary which is coming very soon to a cinema near you. Ron Howard, the director of films like Apollo 13, has made this documentary about the Beatles, so that the first half of their career when they were performing live shows, so from like 1963 to 1963 until about late 1966 when they stopped touring. So for me personally, I'm really like stoked by this. I'm really kind of excited by the prospect of a full-length feature film documentary about the Beatles. And apparently there's lots of unseen footage, like new footage that no one has ever seen before. Because I'm a Beatles fan. I'm a huge Beatles fan. And I mean, you thought that I was a Star Wars fan. I am. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. But I think I might be a bigger Beatles fan than I am a Star Wars fan. So this film is like just, I can't wait to see it. I really can't. And it's been making me think about the Beatles again, because I go through phases. I go through phases where I'm just obsessed with the Beatles again, and I'm watching all the videos and I'm reading all the books and I'm listening to all the albums again. It's just one of my favorite subjects. And I think the story of the Beatles is one of the most incredible, epic stories of the last century or something like that. I mean, it's just an amazing story. And ever since day one of this podcast, I've always wanted to tell the Beatles story. But the story is so big, it's so epic, that I just kind of don't really know where to start. I have actually tried to do that in the past. I've started recording episodes about the Beatles and I've kind of given up because it's just been too big. The task has become too big. So honestly, I would need to do a whole Beatles podcast on its own. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to set up Luke's Beatle podcast. What I will do, though, is I think I will at some point attempt to tell the Beatles story on Luke's English podcast. Just because we like stories, don't we? We like stories, we like British culture, and we like kind of real stories. Like, for example, the story I told you about Muhammad Ali and the Rumble in the Jungle. We like these real historical stories. I think the Beatles story is the thing that I know the best. I think this is what I know more about than anything else. I know a lot about grammar and English and things like that. Okay, that's probably what I know most about. But I think otherwise, in my free time, I feel like I know almost everything about the Beatles story, or the main things. So I'd love to try and tell the story. So I will, at some point, start telling the Beatles story. Now, one of the reasons I haven't done it yet is because, as I said, it's such a big task, but also because I feel pressure to kind of do lots of research so that I get, you know, little things like the names and the dates and the places all correct. And so that's why I haven't done it, because I've realized that there's lots of other little bits of research that have to be done. But you know what? I think that I don't need to go into all of the specific details. I think I can just try and tell the story from memory. So if I do tell the Beatles story on the podcast, I'd probably just tell it from memory, just like a long anecdotal explanation of the story. So anyway, what do you think? Would you be interested in hearing me tell this epic, incredible story on the podcast? It might be a few episodes. You know, I might have to stretch it out over a few episodes, maybe divide it up. Not do like a 10-episode series all in a row, but like do one episode here and then do a few other episodes on other things and then another Beatles episode, you know, and a few other different ones and then another one. You know, maybe that could be good. So what do you think? Are you interested in hearing me tell the Beatles story on Luke's English Podcast? I hope you are. And there are other subjects as well, loads of other subjects that I've been meaning to talk about. For example, conspiracy theories. This is a subject that fascinates me. Not that I'm a believer in conspiracy theories. Generally speaking, I'm a skeptic, and I don't really believe all of that stuff. But I just find the phenomenon of conspiracy theories to be quite fascinating. First of all, there's the theories and all of these crazy ideas that some people have about the way the world works and the kind of paranoid vision of the world that they have. But also just the psychology of the people who believe the conspiracy theories. And it's very interesting to try and understand why people believe these ideas, which aren't necessarily backed up by evidence. And also there's just the idea of what is a conspiracy theory anyway? Isn't it just a theory that we believe or we, you know, choose not to believe? And what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and just a normal narrative about the way the world is working? So lots of things to be said on that subject too. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's it for this message that I've given to you. Basically, overall, I just would like to say thank you again for listening to the podcast. I really hope that it's the kind of thing you like. I think it is, because I get messages every day from people telling me that they like the podcast and that they really enjoy it. So I guess I must be doing something right. But I think over the years, one of the reasons why I've managed to kind of keep the podcast going and keep it sort of popular is because I've tried to listen to you. So you listen to me, you're my listeners, but also I think it's important for me to listen to you too. So do send me your feedback as much as you can. Take my survey on the page for this episode. Send me an entry for the anecdote competition. Watch the video I made about the Russian joke. And that's pretty much it. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this message. There will be a proper episode of the podcast. You'll hear the other part of my conversation with Ian Moore. That's going to come soon as well. But for now, I just hope you have a really good weekend, and I'll speak to you again on the podcast soon. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.